Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Stopping the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? We are the Drunkard Preservation Society. Custom Pie Appreciation Society. And all those who were wonderful. We are the Sherlock Holmes English speaking vernacular. Society. God save Donald Duck for the villain variety. We are the office block, persecution affinity. God save our little shops, China cups and virginity.
Feel it.
Oh, dude.
ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, I think it's your mind,
your mind.
I think it's your mind.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond their control. A plague upon your ignorance, to the great despair of your ugly life.
Where did Annie go when she went to town? Who are all those creeps that she brings around?
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
So it's right about here where we're going to break in and just make sure that everybody's on board and just really make sure that you're not too bored with what's, I don't know. I was kind of digging the groove there. And I don't really want to stop the show, but I think you should know that, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in here with you for one of our special themed spectacular summer specials, right, that we're doing here tonight. And we're carrying it live right now on July 15th of 2017, man. Right, so maybe you've guessed it. And the theme, of course, is we are reconstructing the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, track for track, from beginning to end. But we're using different bands' music to do it, right? To reconstruct that album, man. So, let's just see where we're at. See, because we just got up to what would have been the equivalent of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That was King Crimson, right? In there doing Moonchild. In fact, they're still going on about it. In the background. That's Robert Fripp and the guys going on in the background with the Illusions section, I guess, of the Moonchild thing from their first album, 1969. Man, we kicked it off with the Village Green Preservation Society by the Kinks, right? Because that's who they were when they did their thing. Kind of like that. And the other half was in there with the Feathered Fish and a faux live cut from the opening of their 1968 LP on the old ACTA Records label, man, right? The other half featuring the guitar stylings of Randy Holden before he would go on to do Blue Cheer and, be one of those great guitar guys that apparently people like. So we're gonna pick it up on from here now. We're gonna kind of fade out the King Crimson. We're going to pick it up now for the second half of side one of what would be the equivalent now of side one of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album, only we're going to do it by way of a couple different peoples. But we figure that these peoples was sort of inspired in some way by that very sad LP, right? In the meantime, you can get in touch with us like some people do. It is Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. You're just going to have to spell the word discs with a C. So here we go. Now we're picking up where we left off, which would be now starting with the equivalent of Getting Better from the Sgt. Pepper album all the way through the end of side one here. Let's just dig and see what we got. Outside Sounds of the Moon tonight exclusively on the reconstructed Sgt. Pepper LP, Lost Discs. Radio.
is happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the crowds of people standing everywhere. Across the street I'm at the Slop Affair. And here they always play my songs. And me, I wonder if it's wrong or right, they come here just the same, telling everyone about their games. And if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street. Yeah.
Thank you.
talks to winking windows as she murmurs to love you thoughtfully. She separates in laughter to broken clock, and it's waiting there for me. She weaves a part through a token lock. What a great thing to be free. She weeps, time starts unspoken, but when the gate swings, sun on blue earth under warm running shower.
Tuba. Snare drum. Banjo.
Instruments you'll need.
right. So that would close out side one there, for example. Okay. So, yes, the United States of America, right, with the American Metaphysical Circus. See, taking the place there of being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, right? That's what I'm just saying. Before that, it was, well, all right, I know. I was trying not to pull anything from the West Coast, you know. They really have their own vibe. But Jefferson Airplane there with Martha, okay, taking the place of She's Leaving Home, right? Because Martha being about a runaway hippie kid out in, well, in the Haight-Ashbury scene, man, where they were, well, come on, they were spinning pepper, man. They didn't have a Sergeant Pepper in their groove on that, you know, because they chopped it off the U.S. pressings in the States there, the old Capitol lawyers and whatnot. But anyways, Martha, the stereo, yes, I ripped you the stereo copy because that's the better mix. Before that, it was Love, yes, Arthur Lee, and Love on the Elektra label with Maybe the People Would Be the Times or Between Clark and Hillsdale would have fit in on side one of Pepper in the place of Fixing a Hole, maybe. See, are you following along? Are you buying any of this? And we kicked off that set with She's On My Mind, a medley, She's On My Mind and Walking Around from the Moon on the Imperial label, right, which, of course, took the place of Getting Better. Okay, so that's what we're doing, reconstructing the Sgt. Pepper album. We have no time, really, to sit around and look at the emails that are coming in, but we know people like Wayne and Diana in North Carolina, apparently, are getting it. Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho, and Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia. These people are mostly getting it on the internet feed tonight, man, because the 5130KC is just not shaking much past the eastern coast and Midwest, maybe. We don't even know. All right, so we're gonna flip it over, right? We're going to do side two of what would be maybe the Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album, only done through music that was clearly responding to the new kind of paradigm of the Sgt. Pepper album, right? And so here we go. Now we're continuing. Now we're just going to play our equivalent of side two of this thing straight through to the end, man. We'll see you at the top of the hour. And kicking it off at side two, of course, we know it's George Harrison's masterpiece, Within You and Without You. And we're going to have the equivalent here tonight, kind of a masterpiece on Lost Discs with The Outside Sounds of July.
On the station in the snow along the street. just beneath the great white way. Alfred Beach works secretly, risking all to write a dream.
We'll be right back. Good morning.
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 We'll be right back.
to play. I'm hurt now. Won't you please let my brothers come home?
Yeah, the Out of Sight sounds of Hollins and Starr. Okay, off the Ovation label. Yeah, that's more like out of 1970, man. Taking us out. Taking the spot. Well, taking the spot of a day in the life, man, I'm going to tell you. I just realized I don't have any inner groove prepared, you know. But you should all take out your Who sellout albums for an alternate inner groove experience at the end of side two there. Anyway, before that thing, that hard-headed woman thing from Hollins and Starr there, closing it out unbelievably, it was the Zappa reprise of What is the Ugliest Part of Your Body? From the Only In It for the... Hey, we are only in it for the money. Original reprise mix in there, man. It was Orpheus before there. Don't Be So Serious. Good Morning, Good Morning. The Small Faces was in there with Reenie, the Docker's Delight, you know, taking the space of good old lovely Rita Mita Maid and Klaatu. Yes, it was Klaatu, Julie. With the Sub Rosa Subway sounding an awful lot like a McCartney Harrison type of composition. We kicked it off, you know, with July. Off the Major Minor label, man, out of 1968 with The Way. And there, man, there it goes, man, fading out on me. Folks, get over to rockandradio.com where they tolerate us and they encourage us to do this kind of thing with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, himself, and the electrophonic bride, Vi Phillips. And we got to get out of here because we just went over time. And thanks for the RF.